Grandpa. So I am doing a project for my history class. When were you born?
When?
Yep.
September 22nd,
1926. 1926. That's a while back.
Yeah.
Did your house have like plumbing or like indoor plumbing or anything?
No, not really. She had a
one of those like handles that you like you have to
pump, you know.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, you know, no facilities.
No, you had like an outhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, go use an outhouse. What'd you do for heat?
Well, there for a long time, we just used a cook stove in the kitchen and a potbelly stove in the living room.
How many bedrooms was it?
Three.
I know you have brothers and sisters. How many?
I had 11 brothers and sisters.
In three bedrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Myself and my two older brothers, we slept together in one bed.
Uh-huh.
And then as the kids come, you know.
Yeah.
The five girls slept in one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And seven of us boys slept in another bedroom. And downstairs, our mom and dad slept.
All right, that's a lot of kids in a couple bedrooms. Yeah. When you were, what did you do for fun when you were growing up?
Well, let's see, what did we do for fun?
This is probably the 1930s then, right?
Oh, no, it's a, yeah.
Yeah.
All throughout the Depression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we sort of just made up games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We played a lot of capture the flag and.
With that many brothers, you always have a team, at least, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Geez.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we all got along good together.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And this was in Bloomington.
Yeah.
Bloomington, Illinois, which, so at that time was, I mean. I remember Bloomington, because, you know, going back there every semester, it was pretty big. Yeah. I imagine back in the 1930s, it was not so big.
No, I think it was probably maybe 30,000 people.
About 30,000 people. That's not bad. What was your first job?
I worked. I got a job when I was 15. I worked in American Foundry.
Okay, and that's like doing like steel? Okay.
Hot iron, you know.
Pulling the stuff in. Oh, man. Were you still in school then, or were you out of school? You're like, you know what? Time to get
out of. I graduated from grade school.
Yep.
But I went 1 year in high school, and then I quit.
Yep. Just got a job?
Yeah.
And what about your brothers? Were they working at that time?
Well, we all went to the American Foundry. That was the name of the
steel place.
Yeah. My older brother worked in the tin shop, and my brother next to me, he worked in the paint shop.
Okay.
And I got the job in the foundry part.
Okay. What would you get, like, for, you were getting paid, were you still living at in the house with everybody?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, what would you and your brothers do on the weekend? Do you guys go anywhere, go spend your checks?
Well, none of us boys ran around together.
Okay.
We all had our...
Like our own group of friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you ever go, because Bloomington's pretty close to Chicago, did you ever go up to Chicago to do thing, I don't know, hang out?
Well, we went up, my brother next to me, who was a year older than I was, he took me and my little friend to Chicago one summer.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get up there, did you drive?
No, rode a bus.
rode a bus up to Chicago.
Yeah.
And you guys, what'd you do? Just walk around, kind of?
Walked around down the loop, and we ran into some kids from Chicago.
Okay.
And what did you call that? Not a Nickelodeon, it's... Anyway, so you look in the machines, you know. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, with like that kind of like moving picture. Yeah. That's cool.
And then they take it, they want to know if we wanted to go see a burlesque show. And we said, well, yeah. We said we didn't have no money. But
yeah.
So we snuck in a burlesque show. They showed us how, you know.
Yeah, showed you how to sneak in.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
We had a good time. We had one, my brother's friend from Bloomington moved, the family moved to Chicago, so we stayed with them overnight.
Okay.
And then we next day we come back to Bloomington.
And you were 15. Is that when the war also started kicking off?
No.
Or is that after that?
It was after that. I know. It was before the war.
Oh, yeah, that was before the war. And then, because like, which of your brothers went in first to the war?
The one a year older than me.
Oh, Jim. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember Uncle Jim.
Well, he went in. He turned 18. So. He went in and must have been in 43, October or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in 44, February. I just turned 17.
Right. And you're able to, 43, what branch did he go into?
The Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps. And then was he on the Pacific Theater?
South Pacific.
I think I saw an article on a newspaper that said he was over at Iwo Jima or something like that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's one of the famous battles, yeah. You know, there. You were in the Navy in the war.
Yeah.
And you were, was it a transport vehicle? Was it a transport vessel or what?
Yeah, transport vessel. It was a... They called it AKA-19 was my ship,
mm-hmm.
And they called it a tech cargo because we was attached to the amphibious corps.
Uh-huh.
And we carried about 500 Marines,
mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, in the small boats, we hit three islands, you know.
So you would like, an attack cargo would be like you're dropping off the Marines and their cargo for those like amphibious landing kind of things.
Yeah. We had small boats on our ship.
Okay, so they could...
We'd just lower them into the water and then throw the net over, and then the Marines would climb down.
They'd climb over the net to get into the boat?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And,
yeah, some of them might
Yeah. After the war, were you in Japan at all, or did you guys did you get stationed, like not stationed, but like when the war ended, were you still on the boats?
Oh yeah.
And then what happened? Did they send you back to the U.S. or did you get to go run around Japan?
No, they myself and a good friend of mine, after they signed the peace treaty Yokohama. I forget what the big harbor was.
Mm-hmm.
They were all kinds of ships there. On the USS Missouri is what they signed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after it was all done, me and my friend got transferred. They sent us back to the States to catch another assignment. See?
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't get to see much.
Yeah, you didn't get to land after all that, you know, all that.
No.
Go run around in Japan, you know. So after you got back from the war, you re-enlisted in the Air Force.
Right, yeah.
And then in the Air Force, how long were you in the Air Force for?
How long?
Yeah.
I think it was a little over 17 years.
That's another stretch. So during that must have been then during the Korean War.
Well, yeah, it was before. I got out of Navy in early summer of 46.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19. And then I was dating Camilla, your grandma. We got married in January 47.
Uh-huh.
Well, and in November, I was working at State Farm. My wife worked there too. I got so I couldn't stand it anymore. And I asked her if I could go back into the Navy. She said, no. She says, if you have to go back into service, we'll go over to Rantoul at Chinook Field, and her oldest brother was there. And she said, Joe would show me around and everything, and I could make up my mind, because she said I could not go back to the Navy.
Yeah, she said, look, I'm not going to have you on a boat for 6 months at a time.
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah, longer than that, yeah. So you went to the Air Force, and then you were in the Air Force. So where were you stationed in the Air Force?
Well, let's see, I started out, I re-upped, shipped over in Air Force, it was the Army Air Force at that time.
Yeah, that's right, they hadn't broken it into its own. Yeah. Yeah.
And I shipped over in Rantoul,
mm-hmm.
Chinook Field. And then I transferred from there, I knew I wanted to go to school. So I transferred from there, and they sent me down to Scott Field in Illinois.
Okay.
So I went to school there, and then they shipped me overseas. Oh, and then the Korean War started. So they shipped me over to Japan.
Okay.
And a little base called Brady Field.
Huh.
I think it was about 10. It was about 10 feet above sea level, I think.
Oh wow! So yeah.
But anyway, I couldn't take my wife with me, so that was an 18 month tour. That's the longest I'd ever been away from her.
Oh wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it almost caused problems.
Yeah, well, yeah, 18 months, you know.
It caused a lot of people problems.
Right.
But anyway, I got through that okay. And let's see now, where did I go? Oh, when I came back from Japan, they assigned me, my orders said Rapid City Air Force Base in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Well, that's where my dad's born.
Yeah, yeah. And we stayed, that was a B-36 bomb wing. I forget that. Anyway. We stayed there about, I think we was there about 3 years. Your dad was born there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there in 1953, and we stayed there until 1956. Then I volunteered to go there. I wanted to get into electronics, so I passed the test, so I got into electronics. They sent me down to Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh.
And I went to school there. And when I graduated, we got orders to go to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
But so I got I got over to Germany, and then I found our, had to find ourselves a place to live, and then they sent my family over.
Well, that's nice, you know. Yeah, like that.
And we stayed in Germany for 3 years, and then they assigned me to Grenier Field, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So I stayed there for, let's see. I think I got, well, it was just a small base. They had no runways, no nothing. A real small base. And the housing wasn't real good, but we liked it. And I was stationed on top of a mountain.
Because of the electronics stuff up there? Yeah.
We tracked Sputnik and Discovery, you know.
You're tracking satellites?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. Then they sent me down to Senior NCO Academy. I had to go through that here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Kirtland Air Force Base.
Oh, so you've been to Albuquerque before, yeah. You know.
And then went back there and I got orders to go to, in them days it was Formosa, but they call it Taiwan now.
Okay.
And it was a company, and I took my family with me.
Oh.
And that was interesting. And we stayed there and a couple of years. Then I got called from Red Cross that my father was dying, so he sent me back home. And I was stationed at Grand Tulle again.
Okay.
And then they wanted me to go to Vietnam, and I had to make up my mind that very day because they was calling down Washington D.C. by name, you know.
Yeah.
So I called my wife. She was with me at the base, of course.
Yeah.
I called my wife where she worked, and she met me in the NCO Club for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I told her I had to make up my mind. I retire or I go to Vietnam. And she said, put your papers in for retirement.
Yeah, and you see, she retired right in time.
Yeah, so that's what we did.
Yeah.
That was in 66.
Oh, man. And what did, after you retired, you worked at Eureka, if I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First, I had a job. I took the post office test, and they held a job open for me until I retired.
Oh, okay.
So I worked at the post office about 6 months, and I knew that wasn't for me, so I quit.
Yeah.
And I went home that night and told my wife, wake me up early. And she said, well, what for? And I said, I got to find a job. And I worked at Eureka.
And that worked out good for you. That was, I mean, you worked there for a while.
Oh, yeah. I stayed there until I retired.
Yeah, and that was, yeah, because I remember that. I mean, they gave you those weights. Didn't they give you those, like they gave you metal weights or something.
Oh, yeah, 15-pound weights.
For, yep.
You know.
Yep, I remember that. That's pretty cool. And you had, and your brother worked at the post office.
Him and I had two sisters.
Okay, they both worked there too.
All of them did, yeah.
I remember Uncle Jim retired from the post office.
Your aunt Eenie.
Yeah, she's still kicking, isn't she? No, that's not. Which is the one that you're calling?
Huh?
I thought you were calling one of them. One of them was, you know. Did you have one of your sisters still alive over there in Illinois? Do you have any sisters?
I had two sisters. No, my oldest sister lived in Illinois.
Okay.
And my second sister was living in Florida, and then they moved up to a farm that my younger sister had a few acres up there.
Oh, okay. That's...
And then when my older sister's husband died, she moved in with my kid sister. You know.
Yeah. And I remember going and playing golf when they would meet us at the bar there.
Yeah.
You know. That's when we celebrated your hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while back, but, you know, I remember you got that hole-in-one. That was pretty fun.
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. See, all right, well, that's all the questions you got. Look at that. Let me just put this...